Big news broke today about one of our beloved Star Wars experiences. Disney World will be celebrating annual pass holders in June, and there were room and ticket discounts announced for the summer months. Our topic this week? We really don't have one. We're winging it on episode 142 of the Mickey Fall Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to episode 142.
Woohoo.
Yeah. It's May.
It's next week is Memorial Day weekend. It's like, where's everything gone?
Yeah. So like I totally just interrupted my opening.
But, I know.
It's episode 142 of the Mickey File Podcast.
Woo.
I'm Scott. And with me is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
So, we still haven't been back to Disney. I mean, we did. I don't even remember when. Was it last week? Week before? But we were there for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. I think it was a week before.
Yeah. The days are flying by. It's airification season. Like, we are suddenly slammed.
Right.
I left the house yesterday at, like, just before 5.
Yeah, I thought you said goodbye to me, like, at 4:45.
Yeah, it may have been.
A.M.
Right.
For everyone.
And did T-boxes... 60 miles-ish south of Tampa.
Right.
Then from there, drove 40 miles north of Tampa and did another 18 holes of greens. Then had a minor equipment breakdown and a major truck breakdown and didn't end up getting home until 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, it was not a good day for you, baby.
It was not, but that's verification season. That's yes. How we roll. Yeah, a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. This next week is actually kind of chill.
Well, it's the week before Memorial Day. People don't want to do their course.
Right. The week after Memorial Day is slammed. Going to be insane.
Slam-o.
But we're not there yet. So one more week to rest.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
A little bit, yes.
And then I think we have some developing plans for Memorial Day weekend. We'll call them that.
Yeah, they're pretty developed-ish.
Yeah, where are we staying?
Well,
exactly.
Well, we have 2 wait lists, but they're going to expire tomorrow night at midnight. So I'm hoping one of them comes through, but then I'm just going to keep going after the app to see if I can get people.
Well, I did it a couple times today because we have wait lists for, I don't know, Saratoga, because it's the biggest one.
And
the
Old
one
Key.
You can always get, right?
Right. And Old Key.
And Old Key.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the next biggest one.
So far, those have not come in.
No, so far they have not come through. But that's why, because all wait lists end at the 7 days, that's why we start. Keep checking.
Yeah. And
if not, we'll
we
just
do
go
have a wait up. List for 4th of July. That's like the pie in the sky.
Oh, it is a pie in the sky list. One.
But you never know.
You never know.
Now, we do have a wait list for potentially. See, I think the one bedroom part should push it over the top. It just isn't so far.
I know. You would think people go, we're not staying in a one bedroom.
Well, one bedroom in Animal Kingdom is 5 people.
Right.
I bet it's easier to get a one bedroom at, what is it, Boardwalk that only sleeps 4?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But we did concierge level because if you're going to go for it, right?
Well, yeah, because we figure if we're going to do a wait list, might as well do the wait list.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if it happens. It probably won't.
It probably won't, but you never know.
Because we do not have... points at Animal Kingdom, so
it's probably a snowball's
chance. And we also So we just got, I think we talked about it last week. We just got our points.
Just got it and you called and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So, I mean, less than 60 days out, we were trying to get it. So there's like no chance, but. Right.
But we were able to get our one, we were able to get the one bedroom at Saratoga. We changed from the studio to the one bedroom.
You know, I never noticed this as I'm looking at plan a vacation, plan a trip, whatever it says.
Under, on the DVC.
On the DVC site. So you pick your travel party, adults, children, infants.
Right.
And your travel dates.
Right.
If you're DVC members, you've seen this screen a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I never had seen that right below saying, select your check-in and check-out dates. Reservation required for theme park entry, colon. View Walt Disney World theme park availability. I didn't know they started that like right there.
It's been there since reopening.
Yeah, I assume it has. Not the dates I wanted to look for.
I'm telling you, I think we're going to have a chance. Starting like late in the night or early in the morning.
Yeah, maybe.
Starting on the 20th. Keep checking.
When it starts off with Saratoga, no rooms are available. I'm going to say that none of the rooms are available.
You can't actually select the one saying view availability and it'll only bring up.
No, you can select show only with full availability.
Oh, you're correct.
But if you don't select that, it'll show you like you can get the 27th, but not the 26th. Anyway, so no luck so far.
No.
That's okay. We have...
we do have some possible other options.
Other on-property and not-on-property options through third-party resorts.
Yes.
Yeah, at some nice places. Those Wyndhams are pretty good hotels, and they're not expensive. Even the Wyndham Grand is a, you know...
I mean, it's not ridiculous, but...
Not any more than the Dolphin. I don't think it was as much as.
I think so, because I was looking at those too.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's what we have planned between now and July 4th. And we do have a tour, right?
Yes.
Coming up someday?
Yes.
When is that?
June 3rd.
June 3rd. That's like
a Saturday.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 weeks from Saturday.
Right.
Well, dang, I gotta get excited about that. I forgot about it.
I know.
I didn't even know about that until we were actually with, like, nobody told me. Until we were with Dave and Veronica last weekend.
She just picked the first available good date she could find.
Yeah, I just didn't know. It actually had hit me that I was like, hey, aren't we supposed to do something, and kind of forgot about it?
Yeah.
But that's okay. We've all been busy because there was a big meetup coming up.
There was.
So anyway, why don't we start news?
Okay.
After all of that.
Okay. One of the big news just came out today. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser closing permanently this September. The final voyage will be on September 28th through September 30th. I'm tremendously sad about this.
I'm not sad. I mean, I think in the last couple months, they'd made it pretty clear that they were getting desperate with it.
I know, but I'm sad.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm surprised they're only giving it 18 months and bailing on it. What are they going to do with that building? That building went cheap.
No, not at all.
I feel like it's an entirely different experience if, A, it becomes super hard to get because instead of being $4,800 for two people, it's like $1,000.
Right.
Um, I don't know. This seems like a huge fail.
I agree.
I don't know how self-fulfilling, maybe not self-fulfilling. Like, there are certain people within the Disney podcast community
mm-hmm.
who have been very negative on it since day one, despite the fact they never went on it. So I think that affected things, especially when some of them own travel agencies.
Right.
So I think that has a negative impact on the sales. I think the economy has a negative impact on their ability to sell it. Like, it was a super deal for us with five people in the room,
yeah.
even at probably the most expensive one after the first.
Yeah. I mean, right after 3 days after Christmas.
Yeah. I'm bummed about it.
Yeah.
But I'm more...
I feel that they gave up on it too fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I may have tried to make some changes to it.
Right.
Rather than just drop it this fast. It's too quick for people... Most. We are aware of some.
Mm-hmm.
But for the general fan, it's much too fast
if they
for people to be doing a second.
Yes.
Stay there. I mean, you know, you've only had... I mean, we went on it pretty quickly, I thought, within the first 9 months, roughly.
Yeah.
Now, 5 months later... We're finding out that they're closing it. I mean, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe, like, leave it the same price, add a day, so that you have an opportunity to just slow down.
Yeah. Because it's go, go, go the you whole know? Time.
Yeah. And it is people who are taking a couple days out of a Disney trip
mm-hmm.
to spend, you know, a few hours in Hollywood Studios during those really 3 days.
Right.
2 days. You can definitely go to a park on a debarkation day. You can't really on the first day. I mean, it's noon, right?
Right. 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I am very surprised. Also, and I put this in a Facebook group. I wasn't sure if I was going to say it again, but okay. In the last like couple of weeks, right? They're making a lot of changes to Genie Plus. It makes it sound like it's going to be basically more of a pay-per-use fast pass system.
Okay.
You know, adding some pre-booking options and modifications, things that you used to get for free.
Right.
But clearly, even though they have had sellout days, clearly they're seeing issues with Genie Plus use.
Right.
For them to start making these changes.
Right.
Another quarter where Disney Plus like lost a ton of money. Now this hotel that they spent a ton of money on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care. You don't build that hotel like, you know, for $1 million.
Right.
I don't know what the budget was on it, but it's a lot.
Right.
I'm starting to wonder a little bit if the board is maybe questioning the person who was in charge when all of those things
started,
got kicked off.
Mm.
Who happens to be the guy that's there now?
Right.
He's having a rough go this time around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that anybody at Disney expected that. I think they thought he was going to come in, You know, the parks are making a ton of money because the parks always do. And let's face it, the prices just keep going up.
Right.
But like, really nothing else at Disney right now is doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ant-Man and the Wasp maybe broke even, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians is doing well because it's Guardians.
Right.
But I don't know, like, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah. Now, my opinion on the Star Cruiser, I would prefer that they said that we're going to temporarily halt everything and reevaluate rather than just saying it's permanently shut down. I think that would have been a better way of handling it.
Well, they're permanently shutting down as it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I don't think they're going to, like,
okay,
in October start tearing the building down.
No.
I don't know what you do with it.
Right.
It's pretty much set up that it can be used as a hotel. I guess you could turn it into a warehouse, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird situation. I want to see how this develops.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's where they'll put Moana Land or something. What's beyond Galaxy's Edge?
It's the road.
Moana, Coco, and Zootopia.
It's the
road. In the employee parking lot at Hollywood Studios.
You're not wrong.
I don't know. It was a really odd comment from Disney regarding it. Their statement.
Mm-hmm.
That they've learned a lot and will be using it to, I don't know. Yeah. It's something about apply their lessons to the broader audience or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. So anyway, that's a lot of talk about Star Cruiser, but that hits hard because we really had been.
We loved it. We actually were trying to figure out when we could do it again.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was nothing like
concrete about that
at all set, but no. We certainly had been talking about it.
And one of our friends that went on it, she wanted to take her kids on it.
Right. So anyway, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened.
I know.
Okay. Next.
Okay. Another bad news. Disney cancels plans to build a large campus at Lake Nona with the plan to move over 2,000 employees. So they've canceled it due to, quote, changing business conditions.
You know how many people quit because they didn't want to move here from California?
A chunk.
A lot.
Right.
You know, like at the end of the day, was it like 1,000? No.
Right. But it was a chunk.
It was a lot.
Right.
Really interesting because it was just a couple weeks ago that they were announcing plans and starting building at Lake Nona.
Right.
So, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did read something today.
You did?
Yeah. So, you know, like, I've been, like, I have a theory.
Oh, I'm interested now.
That it just seems like everything that they're doing right now is about getting cash right now.
You've said that before, though.
I know. That's why I said, you know, I have a theory.
Okay.
So... there is an opportunity written into the contract about Hulu where, like, come January, Disney can buy out the, I think, third that Comcast still owns of Hulu.
You think that's what they're trying to do?
Well, I saw that said by someone else that there are, you know, they definitely need to raise capital because Hulu's not going to be cheap.
Right.
And they wonder if that's, I can't remember where I saw it, but anyway, they were kind of wondering, like, I can't remember where I saw it, but they were kind of wondering if that
might be something, the reason behind.
You know, contributing to a few of these things.
Yeah.
Where they're losing money. That they are trying to capitalize, as in not take advantage, but raise capital.
Right.
Because they have some major expenses coming out soon.
Maybe.
And they don't have to buy Hulu like on January 1st or anything.
They just have to commit, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. Oh. But it starts, the window opens in January anyway.
Gotcha. So
there's that.
Okay. Okay,
next.
A new seasonal summer menu has been announced for the Hollywood Brown Derby at Hollywood Studios. There were some very unique things there. I didn't want to go through the whole menu though. They had like escargot, shrimp cocktail, a really cool fresh type summer sandwiches and salads.
So in like the hottest area of the hottest park.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sell escargot and shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail is cold and refreshing.
All right. It just seems like really heavy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Not at all. It's light and refreshing. It's delicious.
Okay.
I was actually, the menu looked pretty cool.
Yeah. Just to me, it's weird in a theme park. It makes more sense at a resort, but that's cool. I mean, I used to love the Brown Derby when they had a good burger.
Right.
Now they're dead to me.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Walt Disney World announces VI pass holder days in June 2023. There's obviously more broken down details to follow, but it includes additional discounts on merchandise and shopping, 2 limited time photo opportunities, exclusive food and beverage items available for purchase, and a private space to rest and cool off in the Disney parks.
So that is supposed to be an indoor space, right? That's what they said?
Well, this was the actual, I mean, I copied it word for word. Just as a private space to rest and cool off.
Yeah.
So, and is it in each park or is it?
Yeah, they're not telling you much.
Right.
So maybe they're going to invite us all into Club 33 for like the month of. I like to start like.
You're starting rumors?
Ridiculous rumors.
That is a ridiculous one. Actually, that's really funny though.
How do you sell Club 33 memberships?
You let people come in and look at it.
Nobody knows
exactly
what it really is.
Isn't the whole thing about, you know.
I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Club 33 is
you know how much cash they'd raise if they just like let anyone who wanted to pay the cash join Club 33? I bet we have 5 friends who would do it.
You're probably not wrong. No, you're probably.
I would be willing to bet a large amount of money that we have at least one friend close by who would do it.
Yes.
Yes. So that's how you raise capital, by Hulu. I'm just saying, throwing it out there.
You are correct, my friend.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So, and part of the VI pass holder days is, shockingly, a new AP magnet is going to feature Figment. I know it's shocking, but it's going to be Figment.
What are we in right now? Flower and Garden, right?
Yes.
Okay. When's Flower and Garden Festival end?
July 6th.
Yeah, so that seems like so late for the Figment magnet, but maybe not.
Well, but Figment's the big thing for the whole year.
All right, you want to start another rumor?
Oh, go ahead, babe.
Figment meet and greet starts during the time when they're doing the Figment magnet.
Oh, that's probably a good one.
Look, they announced it like last year, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So we're basically halfway through the year. They still haven't given us the Figment meet and greet they told us we were going to get.
True.
So why don't you bust it out during the VI pass holder days with the exclusive photo
opportunity with Figment.
And when you're doing the Figment magnet, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If I were in charge of things and I were the guy walking around in tight jeans, that's what I would do. I want to talk about buzz.
That's a good buzz.
Not Lightyear.
Yes.
See if that one's right. You know, you throw enough spaghetti at the wall, some of it sticks.
It does. This next one I'm very excited about. The fire-breathing effect on Maleficent has restarted the festival, the Fantasy Parade.
Wonder if that means that they figured out why the other one happened.
The Disneyland one caught on fire?
So, for me, Maleficent is that Maleficent. Is the one it should have stayed on. Because I feel like they already fixed that problem when she caught fire.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But no, they left it on at Fantasmic.
Right, which is, that's the one that burnt down.
Yes, and totally different,
I know.
By the way.
Yes. But
like they have an actual animatronic. We have like a crane with a sheet over it. You know?
Spoil the magic, dude.
Totally different. Just saying. Listen, you want me to tell you how they do the flying instruments in Haunted Mansion? Surprise. They're not really flying. Like, I mean,
babe, it's magic.
Right. I'm just surprised that it took him this long to get that one back. Like I said, I feel like that would have been the one that was already fixed.
I know.
So, anyway, but cool that it's back. It is a cool thing. You know when it's really cool?
At night.
When she runs you out of the park after the villain's after hours.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic because her eyes are glowing bright green.
Yeah.
It is just so wonderful. I miss that.
Yeah.
The final harmonious barge has been removed from the World Showcase Lagoon.
So I am going to say that I'm one of the few people in the world who is unhappy that the barges have been taken out of the lagoons.
You're not the only one that's unhappy.
Because Harmonious was one of the best. I will fight it on this hill.
Yep.
One of the best nighttime shows, way better than Illuminations.
Oh, yeah.
That ran for 17 years or something.
Yes. Harmonious was fantastic. It had emotion. It had visual.
I just don't see why it had to come out, why it had to leave.
I don't understand.
I don't know what the
benefit. It had nothing to do with the 50th.
What are they doing that is so different that they stick us with a stripped down version of Epcot Forever, which was awful when it was the whole show with the skiers.
Yes, with the kites.
And the kites.
Yeah.
And now we don't even have the kites.
I know.
What are they doing that is so different? They're taking the barges out.
Right.
So Magic Kingdom, they bring back, what do you call it?
Happily
Ever After. Like in a day, mm-hmm. Right? Like last night was...
was Enchantment.
Enchantment. Tonight is...
Happily Ever After.
Right. Right. So they did that in a day. Right. And they kept all the projections down Main Street for it.
Which I know.
Means they had to make changes, but they didn't have to physically change anything. Just exactly. What was playing on the projector.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, why couldn't they have just made a show that used the barges for the projectors and make a new show?
I don't know. And it took them months to build.
How much money are they spending on stuff
that they're just taking
for 18 months? Harmonious, 18 months. Star Cruiser, 18 months. But those barges weren't cheap.
No, they weren't. But the show was so good.
I know.
And it was nothing specific 50th related.
Now, it would have been very easy, in my opinion, to adapt that to a 100th year celebration.
Super easy.
By including Mary Poppins, mm-hmm. Bedknobs and Broomsticks, need some representation in the parks, people.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite movies from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Dark, much darker than Mary Poppins, but yes. Super good movie.
So many things could have been integrated in that very easily.
The Murder, She Wrote lady, you know.
Yep.
Not Mrs. Potts. The Murder, She Wrote lady. You know, they halted production on that movie because they felt it was too close to Mary Poppins and they wanted to separate them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Useless trivia.
I know, but it was nothing like Mary Poppins.
Sure it was.
Hmm. See, I didn't see that.
A British lady comes in to take care of kids that aren't hers, and she got magic. And there's a whole animated sequence where they're playing soccer with a bunch of lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Okay.
Right? Like, I mean, just in the, you know, very, very, very 100,000-foot view,
mm-hmm.
They did. They delayed production on that movie because they felt that it was too similar to Mary Poppins at the time.
Okay.
And I fully get it. So, but you could throw those in there. You could throw a little Fantasia scene in there. You got Fantasia all over the parks during the park, during Flower and Garden.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, right at the front, right? When you walk in? No, or is it just Encanto now?
It's Encanto now.
But regardless.
Right.
But last year, it was all right at the front.
It's still represented in the park. I just don't know where it's at.
Yeah, I just can't remember. But there's hippos and flamingos mm-hmm. and all that.
Right.
So, isn't Epcot supposed to be like the center for the 100th anniversary celebration?
Yep.
Do they realize that today is May 18th?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a 100th anniversary fireworks show, nighttime spectacular. We got some signs out front. Of course, we got merchandise.
Right.
But like, I understand why it was delayed here versus...
Right, because the 50th had to end, right?
Right, I totally understand that.
Right. But
we are about halfway through, getting close to halfway through the 100th anniversary celebration, and they haven't really done much yet.
No.
They don't have the name badges out, which is coming up, but actually, let's just throw that out here. Okay, they do have the name badges out. They started on Monday.
Right. So halfway through May, 6 weeks
four
after
and a half
the,
months.
Yeah, 6 weeks after the 50th.
Okay, yeah,
ended.
More fair.
Right.
More fair is
6 weeks.
Is 6 weeks after the end of the 50th celebration.
Right.
Do you remember a couple years ago, a few years ago now, we had a party pass for Halloween parties? When we went to the Halloween party on November 1st, it was the last party,
mm-hmm.
right? And during the Halloween party, at least at that time, and I cannot remember the situation last year now, the Jungle Cruise is a trick-or-treat
spot,
right?
Right.
The ride is not open. They use the queue for trick-or-treating.
Right.
And on November 1st, the last party,
mm-hmm.
they did not... have
trick-or-treating there. Correct.
And on November 2nd,
mm-hmm.
the Jingle Cruise opened.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. It's been 6 weeks. They didn't change name badges.
Right.
They put in a just horrible interim fireworks show.
Terrible. Just leave Harmonious up.
It would have been so much better. I know they were trying to drive traffic for the 50th, but man, there's a lot of people that didn't ever get to see Harmonious.
I know.
And that's a shame.
It's an incredible shame. It's an amazing show.
It really was. So hopefully the next one's good if it comes out.
I know.
Whenever it comes out.
Whenever it comes out.
Yeah. So we just mentioned new name badges on the 15th.
Yes.
Started. That was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool looking. It's got a big 100 up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And
a single gold star above a navy colored silhouette of Cinderella's castle. And then has white stars across the background, which look kind of like it was
kind of grayish, but like a
grayish purple, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, but like an airbrush kind of thing, not like a solid, swatch of color. But
I do like them.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do. I like them.
Yeah.
Glad I don't have to make them.
Yeah.
They look like a complete disaster to make, but.
Yeah.
Knowing the processes, yeah. They look like just a God bless them.
I know. And while we're talking about the Disney 100 thing, the Disney 100 designed Coca-Cola bottles are available at Disney Springs Coca-Cola location.
Yeah, so I got to get one of those.
I know.
I love my Coke bottle collection.
Mm-hmm. As of right now, we'll get them on the 26th.
Pride of my Coke bottle collection. You know what it is?
Is, no.
Well, it's 100% the 100th anniversary of the Coeur d'Alene Watermelon Festival. No, I'm just kidding.
You're so weird.
I have a bottle that has nothing, just says Coca-Cola on the front, but it was bottled in Cuba.
Ah.
Pre-Castro.
Ooh.
So sometime in the 50s, I have no idea why my parents kept that bottle. That is from before they were married. So I'm not even sure whose it was.
Yeah.
But super cool. I mean, you know, it's from the 50s. So I've got a 65-year-old Coke bottle in the house that still is mostly full. And if you shake it really hard, it does have a few bubbles.
Yes. So it still has some level of carbonation in it.
Yeah. Because things were made better in the 50s than they are now. Glass bottle. Actually, all of them are glass.
Yeah.
Everything I have is glass.
And I do have some cans of stuff.
There's one from Atlanta Olympics.
Yeah, but we have
I also have a Pepsi can from the Jackson
Victory Tour. I was going to actually say that.
When the Jackson 5 minus Michael did their tour. But anyway.
Oh, we have Disney Plus news.
A few things, actually.
Yeah, I know.
So Disney Plus, all of the Indiana Jones films will be available on May 31st, leading into the release on June 30th of The Dial of Destiny.
I'm actually excited about that. I'd like to do an Indiana Jones.
And I hope it's better than that one with, I hope it's better than that Crystal Skull one.
Yeah, but I'd still like to watch the whole Indiana Jones.
I haven't watched all of them. Well, the three good ones.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it's still fun.
In a long time.
It's still entertaining. We can put things in pause.
So I was listening to a podcast today, and I heard something that just blew my mind.
Okay, which was?
I asked the question in our Facebook group. How old was Ian McDiarmid when he first played the Emperor in Return of the Jedi?
He was 35, right?
37 when he actually played the role, 38 when the movie came out.
Come on, that was a pretty good guess.
That means that the Emperor was about, 2 years younger than Darth Vader? At the time?
True.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What a phenomenal makeup job.
I know. It was a phenomenal makeup job.
He was 37 years old.
I know.
Which is why he is easily still playing the part.
Exactly.
40
Because
years
he looks
later.
Pretty much that way without the makeup.
And the reason I bring that up.
Bring up Indiana Jones lore.
So Sean Connery played his father. Indiana Jones's father.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He is 12 years older. Was 12 years older than Harrison Ford when he played his father.
I know.
It was totally believable.
It really was.
Like, totally believable.
Oh, 100% believable.
So,
but it was such a small age difference between them, but very believable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Yeah, excited about those.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else we got? Season 2 of Loki is coming out October 6th.
I'm excited about that one.
Followed pretty much immediately by the series premiere of Echo.
Mm-hmm.
November 29th. That's the chick from, that is the girl, woman, whatever. The blind girl from the Arrow one, Hawkeye.
Oh, okay.
Was Echo. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Kind of playing the role of Inigo Montoya, you know, basically like.
Yes.
Hey, you killed my father.
Prepared to die.
Prepared to die. So anyway, that could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Be really good if they bring back the Black Widow and Kate Bishop.
Yes.
You know, just throw her in there, throw them both in there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that could be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Loki, I have mixed feelings on. I'm a little concerned with the way they're going to do it, but it did a very good job on the first Loki. So,
mm-hmm.
Avatar Way of Water is streaming starting June 7th, so a couple of weeks from now. Disney Springs Hotels are offering teacher and educator special room rates starting at $91.20 for dates between May 29th and September 4th.
I know.
So, do you know who's $91.20?
No.
That includes, there's some Hilton's, Drury B.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get those for $91, but...
Right.
Bunch of Wyndham hotels, like three of them.
Mm-hmm. I think
there's some more. Yeah, there's some more. But those all also count for things like early
entry.
Hours, mm-hmm. early entries.
Yep.
So those are cool.
Yes.
Disney World has switched to what they are calling simplified hotel room categories.
Now they're doing it in each category, that deluxe, moderate, value, but this was the biggest example they gave.
Yeah, and they're, I don't know that they're really simplified.
No, I thought it made it a little bit more confusing, but that's okay.
Well, no, I think they're more specific.
Yes.
So, for example, room types now at the Grand Floridian are going to be standard or theme park view.
Right.
Now, that's always been Lakeview.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Polynesian, right. Pool or marina view, theme park view, or lagoon view. I don't know where the lagoon is, but in the past they have had standard or lake view.
Right.
Now, I did hear Pete Werner one time say something genius about Polynesian.
Okay.
There's only one lake.
Right.
If you can see the lake, you should be able to see the castle. You know,
right.
And I was like, yeah, gotcha.
Right.
So Wilderness Lodge has, to me, the coolest ones.
Yes.
They have a nature view, a courtyard view, or a nature fireworks view. So that answers a question that I've heard often of, can you see the fireworks from Wilderness Lodge?
Which I already
apparently
knew.
Apparently there are some rooms where that is the case.
Yes. And I was aware of that, but it wouldn't allow you to request that view.
Yeah.
So now you can.
But now you will be able to. So
yes.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Contemporary will have a theme park view. I assume that would be the same for, actually already is the same for Bay Lake Tower.
Right.
And then they give the example of the yacht club, which is garden or woods view. So Right. Anyway, otherwise you get a view of buildings or the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I'm not going to get way into them because we're already like 40 minutes into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Four park magic tickets are coming to WDW. Those are for anyone.
Right.
In the whole wide, at least country.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning May 23rd, guests can purchase tickets for $99 a day for 4 days. You get a one-day admission to each of the four parks. Park hopper is not included. These are dated tickets, so no reservations aren't needed to be made. They make them when they sell you the ticket.
Right.
And the tickets will be valid June 1st through September 29th, blocked out 4th of July, the 1st through the 4th,
mm-hmm.
and the 1st through the 4th of September for Labor Day.
Right.
There's a Florida resident Disney Summer Magic 4-day ticket beginning May 16th, so you can already purchase it. It is a 4-day ticket for $58 a day or a 3-day ticket for $70 a day.
That's a good deal.
That's $229 for a 4-day ticket.
Mm-hmm.
For this one, theme park reservations are required, and a park hopper is $40 per ticket additional.
That's $40
per ticket. Right? Not per day. I would like to know if that is the case, but I'll take that out. But it says per ticket.
Yeah, I know, and I copied it.
DVC news. DVC members can call member services beginning May 31st to add one of the two Disney dining plans for upcoming reservations. Or stays on or after January 9th. I heard on a podcast, I'll give them credit, Diz Unplugged.
Okay.
I guess this week. But the theory behind why it's January 9th is so that, because technically speaking, if you're coming in New Year's Eve for your 10-day stay.
Right.
It ends on the 9th. So that way they start it fresh without people who went, I'm here the 24th through the 3rd, and I want the dining plan for those last 3 days.
Right.
So they eliminated that issue
with
the 10-day stays.
Gotcha.
Which I guess is a number that matters. I don't know. We've never, ever stayed that long.
No.
Beginning May 24th, that is next week,
mm-hmm.
next Wednesday, Disney Vacation Club members will be required to enter a code sent via email or text message in order to access certain information in the account, currently only required when accessing your loan information.
Basically, it's that dual verification that they're starting back up again.
You mean the one that Amazon and Facebook and every other thing in the world already do?
Right, but now they're only, it's not every time you go into the account, it's only when you go access your loan information.
Right, that's fine. Nobody needs to know that but right. me.
I'm fine with that.
Disney Vacation Club direct sales were flat in April. A slight increase over the previous month. When we say slight, like 1.2%. The last 6 months, they've averaged 119,040 points per month. April was 120,411. So that may be where they are. Also, I want to buy Disney Vacation Club. I want to buy Polly.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to buy the cabins at Fort Wilderness?
Right.
Or do I want to buy Disneyland? So maybe people are waiting.
Yes.
See what happens with that.
I think people are waiting.
I also think that Disney isn't buying back anything on Rofer right now. So the resale market is cheap. I mean,
yeah.
Been a lot of stuff selling for very low hundreds, except for Grand Californian,
well,
more or less.
Of course.
Yeah. But anyway, so resale market is still a good go. But Disney's making a run at them with their direct sales
mm-hmm.
pricing.
I think so.
Yeah. That's it for the news.
Cool.
Let's do our new thing.
Okay.
Scott on Scott.
Woohoo! Ooh.
This is where I read Scott Gustin's Twitter feed. Tony Ann, on the day of the start of TDC 2023, Tony Ann called me. And she goes, this was the extent of the phone conversation, right? I say hello. She goes, I'm driving so I can't text you, but you've got to call it Scott on Scott. Okay, I'll see you later. It's like, okay, it's funny.
Oh, that's what it is.
All right. So the very first tweet here, and he's actually updating a previous, Disney Plus will be removing some of its content as early as next week, according to Business Magazine, I guess. Apparently planning to remove some of the original slate programs that launched with the service in 2019. He has updated this with Deadline has a preliminary list and the Imagineering story appears to be safe at time.
Because I really liked that.
That was the kind of thing that I was worried about losing.
Right.
Is that if... So I'm trying to think, like... What... All right, let's see what it says. Disney to remove dozens of series from Disney Plus and Hulu, including Big Shot, Willow, Why I've never heard of, Why the letter Y, and Dollface. Oh, that sucks.
What?
All right, so according to Deadline, linking from him, Willow, Big Shot, Turner and Hooch, Just Beyond, The Mysterious Benedict Society, which I really enjoyed, but I am behind on.
Okay.
And The World According to Jeff Goldblum, which I have to be honest with you, was kind of a letdown.
Right.
They are also, let's see, Making of Willow, Who Cares? Some of this stuff is Hulu stuff. A lot of this stuff is Hulu stuff. And to be honest with you, nothing that I have seen. Let's see, more Disney, One and Only Ivan. That's like not 2019 stuff,
right.
I don't think. Be Our Chef, Magic Camp, Howard, Earth to Ned, Foodtastic, Stuntman, Disney Fairy Tale Weddings, which I don't know that that was. I'm not sure that all of these are actually originals either. I mean, they're Disney originals.
Yeah.
But not really Disney Plus originals, I don't think. I thought Mysterious Benedict Society was like a Disney Channel show. Anyway, so the Imagineering story seems to be safe.
Good.
And then I can't remember what else like actually started in November 2019. He also says, why are they removing shows to save on residuals and other costs and fees?
Mm.
Defunctland, as we speak right now, is trending on Twitter in the United States. Okay?
Okay.
Defunctland is the, you know, here's something that closed kind of deal. 3,700 people, almost 3,800, are currently tweeting about Defunctland. And if you go and you search, you follow that that link,
yeah,
it is all links to eagerly awaiting the 4-hour Defunctland documentary on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. So I was like, why is that thing like, why is that? Okay,
because
every
Cruiser.
Disney fan is ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about earlier that Disney is now canceling the Lake Nona project.
Right.
They still say that they are going to invest $17 billion in Walt Disney World over the next 10 years and create 13,000 new jobs.
Okay.
So, you know, I feel like moving Imagineering is expensive, especially when you have a lot of people who said they didn't want to move here.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else is he talking about? Oh, hey, the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is taking its final voyage.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It says, going forward, Disney says it will focus resources on opportunities that will be more accessible to a larger group of its fans. That's what the wording I was trying to come up with.
Okay.
So,
In other words, make things more, I don't know.
Yes, I'm upset about this. Not angry. I'm just upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hadn't seen this exactly. For guests who previously booked a voyage on or after September 30th, 2023, we will be contacting you soon to discuss your options and modify your plans. As we prioritize these guests, at this time, new bookings are temporarily paused and will reopen on May 26, 2023.
Right, because I got to move everybody else's that had it for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. I still believe that not everything needs to be for everybody. That's just my opinion. I mean, it's okay to have a Victoria and Albert's.
Right.
And a Cosmic Rays. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
I mean, there are different people that go to Disney World.
Yeah.
In different levels.
According to Scott Gustin, in the email that Josh D'Amaro sent out to cast members, they will no longer be asking our employees to relocate. For those who have already moved, the company will talk to impacted employees about the possibility of moving you back.
Hmm.
So, but just like Jeff Valle's statement, Josh D'Amaro also reiterates, we have plans to invest $17 billion and create 13,000 jobs over the next 10 years. Hmm. So, yeah. It was $1 billion.
I know.
So.
That's a ton of money in the.
And listen, no knock to Disney. It was a huge deal. And it was very cool to me that they were moving something like that here. It is like always bothered me. They took animation back out of Hollywood Studios.
Right.
Like, you know, I just.
I loved that animation courtyard. I thought it was so
listen,
cool.
Take politics out of it completely. Disney has always had a knack of making Disney World, especially for people who are pass holders, whatever, in Florida, feel like a second-class citizen. Like, everything is about Disneyland, and mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we'll throw you guys something every once in a while.
I agree.
So it was very cool that Imagineering was moving here.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, because of the tax rates in California.
Yes.
That is why they were doing it.
Right.
So, I am very familiar with Lake Nona.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Adam and I went and bid a job at a complex, I think it was apartments, in Lake Nona. It's built like a hollow tower, right? So, like, you had like a big square tower.
Okay.
But the middle was hollow.
Gotcha.
And there's grass and a little park inside it. And they wanted us to aerify.
Oh.
We were going to have to drive through the apartment complex, through the building. To get our tractors out there, we were so excited. Like, we would just, Adam was like, I'm going to take live video of this, of us driving through the lobby of this apartment complex. That $1 billion isn't going away because Disney's not moving there.
Right.
I can just tell you, something else is going to build there. It is like the focal point of Central Florida right now, that area. The reimagining of Disney's Paradise Pier Hotel into Pixar Place is expected to be completed this winter, Ken Potrock said. It was just announced at the D23 Expo last year.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got up this morning, I'm looking for this tweet.
Okay.
When I got up this morning, here it is. This is the first thing I saw when I looked at my phone. Earlier today, so this actually happened last night, Disney CFO, this is from Scott Gustin, Disney CFO Christine McCarthy said consumer data from Disney Plus will better inform our creatives and Imagineers when making decisions about theme parks.
Okay.
And he linked to a couple from Nielsen from 2022, the top streaming shows and movies on Disney Plus in 2022. Okay.
Okay.
Number one, Encanto. 27.4 billion minutes. Apparently, that's how they do streaming, not how many downloads or anything, how many minutes people watched it.
Okay.
Number two is Bluey.
What is Bluey?
It's that dog thing from Australia. It's supposed to be fantastic. It is not actually a Disney show, but they have the streaming rights in America for Bluey.
Oh, okay.
And maybe probably other places too, but.
Right.
The Simpsons are third, Turning Red, Moana, and there is a huge drop-off, by the way. So 27.4 for Encanto, 21.1 for Bluey, 15.9 for The Simpsons, 11.4 for Turning Red, nothing else over 10.
Okay.
Moana is fifth, Hocus Pocus 2, sixth, Frozen, Zootopia, Coco, and The Eternals.
Really?
Yeah, number 10. With the same viewing as Coco, 4.2 billion minutes.
That's surprising.
Yeah, because I enjoyed the movie, but it was weird. And I don't really understand the point of it. Like, it did not advance the MCU story to me at all.
No.
And I understand not everything does, but.
Right.
It is kind of funny. Some of the comments. So basically, whatever's popular is whatever's new. This is a reply to him. Some truly earth-shattering and game-changing data. then Scott Gustin replied to that with a list of the top years in 2023 is 2023.
Yeah.
So the weird thing is, because of their national deal, so far, or because of their international deals for streaming. So far, the top things are Moana, Encanto, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Turning Red, Avatar, Strange World, Coco, Endgame, Avengers Endgame, Frozen, and Peter Pan and Wendy. Frozen's got some real staying power, right? Moana, okay, a couple of years. I don't know, you know, going back. But Frozen is old.
Yes.
And top 10 last year, top 10 this year. The TV thing is where it gets dicey. Bluey, The Mandalorian. I do not know if they are including Hulu or if this is because some of this stuff streams on Disney Plus. But Grey's Anatomy, Modern Family, The Simpsons, Family Guy, Malcolm in the Middle, Criminal Minds, How I Met Your Mother, and Jesse.
Okay, Malcolm in the Middle is really old, isn't it? Or pretty old?
I mean, Simpsons is like 30-something years old, right?
Yeah, but it's still
Malcolm in the Middle, I mean, that kid is like, I don't know, maybe a grandfather by now. Yeah,
Simpsons is still on the air.
Yeah. So, I mean, How I Met Your Mother's been off the air a lot longer than you think it has to.
I know, but I love that. I love that series.
So it's really weird, but it did spawn lots of talk about the Modern Family dark ride and the How I Met Your Mother experience. Pretty funny. Here is a guy named Cody whose handle is Epcot Enthusiast.
Okay.
He gets it. And he, by the way, says something that our friend Tony Ann on the Disney Crush podcast has said before.
Okay.
This is potentially a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not hard to manipulate consumers into creating viewing habits by advertising programs more than others or placing programs front and center of the homepage menu. Tony Ann has for a couple years talked about they have a new movie coming out. Frozen 2 is coming out. why wouldn't Frozen be at the top of the Disney Plus screen every time you log in?
Right.
To get your kids to want to watch Frozen, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, there's that. We haven't got anything else. We haven't been to the parks. We have been, like, nowhere.
Ran out, and that was, like, it.
Yeah. We've been, like, nowhere.
No.
We've been at home.
Yeah.
Except for last Saturday night. Thank you, Dave and Veronica.
Yes, thank you so much.
A super fun time.
Yes. It was a very long drive home.
Exactly the same as the ride there. Just saying.
I was very tired driving home.
Yeah. We were there late. But anyway.
But thank you. We had a blast.
Yeah, we did. So.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode. On Instagram, we are MickeyFile at MickeyFile _ podcast. Come hang out. Yep. Check out our reels. I make mad reels, yo. I don't. I do nothing to my reels. Like, every once in a while, I go, oh, man, remember I can change the sound, and I'll put a song behind it.
But, yeah, and then all of a sudden, it's like we're getting hits on it constantly.
Yeah, there's been some weird ones lately. Yeah, I know. That stupid picture of the coffee mug, like, got like, got like 5,000 ones from the treehouse.
Oh,
got like 5,000 likes. Like, it was so weird. Not even a reel, just a photo.
Yep.
Podcast is available anywhere you find podcasts. If you are so inclined, please like, follow, subscribe, rate and review would help out. I do notice, we get a few more downloads right after we get a new review.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Apple goes, oh, they're still doing it.
Yeah.
And join us in the Facebook group at the Mickey File Improvement District, soon to be changing its name, maybe. Probably not, though, because I like that name.
I really like it, too.
Best way to subscribe to the show, obviously, like we said, subscribe, follow. But tell your friends, you know, share it on social media. If it's something you think people you know would be interested in, we'd appreciate that, too.
Yep.
And as always, you can drop us an email at MickeyFilePodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.